Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. My name is Dr. Marcia Burrows. I am a lecturer in cultural studies at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. One of my areas of specialty is cultural history.
Today in Bajan History, 23rd July, 1791. Rachel Pringle Polegreen. On this day, 23rd July, 1791, Rachel Pringle Polegreen, Barbados' most prominent hotel proprietor, was buried in the old churchyard of St. Mary's Anglican Church in Bridgetown. The funeral was attended by the entire community of hotel proprietors, their enslaved workers, and several guests. The large funeral cortege was a testimony to her great popularity. She was approximately 38 years old, although there are no records of her birth. Rachel Pringle's antecedents are unclear. She was reputed to be the daughter of William Lowder, a Scotsman, as well as an African Barbadian woman whom he had purchased. She grew up in their business place on Robert Street, where her father was a small merchant. After an attempted molestation by her father, she was set free by Thomas Pringle, an officer, and she continued in the retail business as his partner. She was later associated with one Polegreen, whose name she adopted, although they never married. As a very young woman, Rachel was involved in the hotel sector, becoming extremely successful as the owner of her own hotel. She may or may not have been physically plump, but she was certainly not dark-skinned, as she is depicted in Thomas Rowlandson's insulting caricature, the lone image we have of Rachel today, produced 5 years after her death. She was definitely a light brown-skinned woman, or a, quote, free mulatto, as she described herself in her will. Miss Rachel died a wealthy and highly respected owner of the Royal Naval Hotel. At her death, she owned houses and lands valued at over £3,000. She was also a slave owner, with at least 19 enslaved African Barbadians, six of whom were to be manumitted by the terms of her will. Rachel Pringle was neither a prostitute nor the operator of a brothel. Her hotel, which was patronized in the 1780s by the most important British naval officers, including Captain, later Lord Horatio Nelson, was both reputable and respectable. She was an entrepreneur who worked hard and invested her money wisely. Her greatest fame as a hotelier occurred in 1786. Her royal guest, Prince William Henry, quote, commenced a royal frolic by breaking the furniture and carrying on the sport with such activity that in a couple of hours, every article in the hotel was completely demolished. While this drunken spree and wanton destruction was going on, Rachel sat quite passively at the entrance to the hotel. On the following morning, she sent the prince an itemized bill of £700 for the damage, which was duly paid. Miss Rachel was then enabled to furnish the hotel with more splendor than ever. Rachel Pringle was buried on this day, the 23rd of July, 1791.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.